Okay, so this video is going to, I'm going to talk about why I had gotten married before. And it started because, well, because my ex-wife is Czech. So, and I'm originally from America. So originally, originally why I even came to Czech Republic was because I had finished, I finished college. I was bored. I didn't have anything to do. And I had money because I had money, from because I'm a disabled veteran and whatever, what have you. So I was so money was never like a big problem, especially like at this point, because like I said, I've just finished college, just playing video games, man. I really wasn't doing anything. I would apply for jobs here and there, but nothing ever really came to that. So I was just chilling in my apartment in America. So I thought to apply to teach English around the world. So I just went to this website that had every country, pretty much just about every country outside of, main countries like UK and America that, that would like English teachers. And I just clicked apply on all of them. And Czech Republic, it was, no, actually China was the first. I actually got hired first to go to China and teach English. But I just, man, I had Googled it. And I had never heard anything good about China, like ever. I've never. There's always like those one, like those pockets of good stories, but the overwhelming majority were just they were all negative, all negative. And then, and I know how a lot of Asian cultures can be like if you're not white, like they really don't want you to. They ain't trying to mess with you like that. Or like the or they're it's usually one extreme or the other. If you're not a white person with in an Asian culture, if you're not white, it's usually either they completely hate you or they completely love you. And I just really wasn't trying to go down that road because I had Asian girlfriends before and a bunch of Asian friends when I was kids, and it's usually that same either they completely love you or they completely hate you. And I just didn't feel I just don't feel like going down that road again because I did that so many times when I was younger. So I didn't I did, I ended up, but then, no, but China ended up hiring me because you have to do a Skype interview, so they see you, they hear you talk, blah blah blah. They actually ended up hiring me, but I just man, like for multiple reasons, I just didn't want. And they actually paid a lot more, because if you fly like Asian countries, they're gonna fly, they're gonna pay for your flight, they're gonna pay for you're gonna have free food, a lot of free food, you're gonna have free rent, and then you'll get a stipend for teaching, so you're gonna get like various forms of income. But now, so I turned that down. And weirdly enough, I was dating an Asian. I was dating a girl from South Korea at the time when I actually got the offer. We were sitting in Starbucks, and yeah, I remember that girl. She that girl. Oh my God, that Asian girl was great. Everything about her was great, but she was just terrible at sex. It was so awful. I'm on a side rant here. That girl, that Asian girl I was dating. Everything else about her was great. Like we had every a lot of things in common. She was working on her PhD. She was great, but man, she was one of those types of one of those types of girls you genuinely look forward to hanging out with until the thought like you have to have sex with them comes up, and it's like, oh, I gotta find a way out, and that's bad when a woman's that bad. Like she was bad, but anyway. So Czech Republic. Czech Republic was the one who kind of kept asking me, when will I come, and kept sending me postcards in the mail and stuff in the mail. So I said, okay, well, fuck, I'll just go to Czech Republic because I'm bored. So I came to Czech Republic, man. And as soon as I got here, I got on Tinder, and like the first like 2 weeks, I was just like getting nothing back, like nothing. Then the third week, my Tinder just blew up, like. Just scrolling down all the matches type of thing. So I ended up meeting my wife off Tinder, my later wife off Tinder. Now we met, like I said, we met off Tinder. I still remember the first time we met. Okay, but I think because somebody asked me to make a video about my wife. So now I'm trying to think exactly what I should talk about. Okay, so we met, we started dating, and like not long after that, I moved in with her. And she had a small child. She had a small child, which is this is why I tell men never ever get with a single mother, because she had a small child, but she had a nice house, on a nice sized piece of land. Her car was kind of a piece of shit, but like I think the reason why I even took her serious was because, and see, this is what I went to this in a previous video. I didn't recognize, well, the red flags, and then a completely different type of game that women play that I just did not recognize at the time. Because I made a video about that type of game. Like, I don't know if you watched the show The Office, but how Pam, the character Pam is on The Office, that's what my ex-wife was. See, those women's game is to just be reliable and be there all the time. You know, you call, they pick up, you text, they text back. You know, they just when he calls, be there. You see what I'm saying? And that is how they lure you in. And see, I didn't notice at the time. I was 30, and I had never seen this game play before. I mean, of course, I seen Pam on Office, but I had never like been in that game. I didn't even recognize it as game, you know. And also, you got to think, like, I was still like really beta like 3 years ago, man. Like, I grew a lot in these 3 years. Like, 3 years ago, I wasn't beta to the sense where like I was going to try to like pay for her kids' clothes and buy her kid toys and shit like that. Like, she already knew I wasn't going to do that. But like, I was beta for the fact that I even entertained her because she was a single mother who was, I think she was 32. So like, she already knew, like, there was an element of beta in me that she can get, but she also knew like I wasn't going to buy her a car or nothing like that. Right. So we met, and like I said, I didn't recognize that Pam from The Office game. So I was happy that she was just, you know, she was loyal, she was respectful, and she was there. You know, she would pay for shit sometimes. She was there. You see what I'm saying? So let me put my phone on silent. There's one girl text me right now. Okay. Yeah. So there's a girl, Nikki. That's a whole other situation. I just thought about I caught that girl tricking in Prague, and I made fun of her about it, like with this old man. She's like 26. I caught her tricking. Like, well, I say old man. Dude's probably like 50, 55. It was really weird, man, because she worked at T-Mobile in this fucking small village about an hour north of Prague. And I used to live up there, and I caught her tricking with this old guy and started laughing at her, and she was like, oh. It was funny. Anyway, back to the story. So, yeah, so my wife, so me and my wife, we weren't married yet, but we were getting along well. You know, and see, now I can look back and see what it was. She was trying to get along well. They try to get a man to come in and help her, you know, with this small baby and these bills. So, but at the time, I didn't see this. I seen loyal, protected, loyal person in a foreign country who can speak my language and the country's language. So I said, look, why not? Just, you know, fuck it, hang out with it. Because now I will say this, had I met her in America and she had been a 32-year-old woman with a single child, no, now back then, I still wouldn't have dealt with her in America. But since I'm in Czech Republic, she's Czech, so it's like a little bit of exoticness to her. All that, you know, kind of boosted her up to just where even in my beta days at 30, I would have still messed with her. So I pretty much moved in with her like within, let me see, I came like November. It's like November of 2000. I think that was like 2016 or something. And by Christmas, we bought a Christmas tree together and celebrated Christmas at her house. Like, it was within a month. I was like good and moved in type of thing. Which that was another red flag. Like, never talk to a woman like in those holiday periods. Pretty much, I say anywhere from the beginning of November to the end of March. Like, women are just super thirsty. I say for the end of these from the beginning of November to like halfway through February. Those are the months where women are just thirsty and desperate for any man, so they don't have to be alone. So, you know, because they're seeing all their girlfriends with men. That was another red flag I didn't know at the time. But yeah, so we were dating and we were trying to figure out a way to stay together. Like, I was going to try to do like a work visa and all this other stuff. But there's a lot of things that they don't tell you with work visas. Like, you're going to be illegal in most cases. If you come here, then try to get the work visa, you're going to be illegal for a little period of time. But that's a whole other topic. So anyway, we ended up just flying to Edinburgh, to Scotland, because I don't know if you know this, but Great Britain, they have a different 90 days than Europe proper, even though they're all Europe and they're all like, it's still in the European Union. Great Britain has its own different 90 days from, like, let's say, like Germany, France, Italy, and all, you know, Europe proper. They have their own. That's another girl texting me. Isn't she? Because this girl, she has the same name actually as my ex-wife when it just texted me. So at this point, I was running out of my tourist days in Czech Republic, so we had to fly to Edinburgh, hang out for a while until we can figure out. Pretty much, marriage was the only way that we could have stayed together, all right, without having to separate. And I was 30, and I was beta in that almost. I wouldn't even say almost. I wasn't. Prince Harry is just like a complete moron. I wasn't that beta, but I was more beta in the sense of, like, I was just trying to settle down with the first woman who just wasn't 400 pounds and would have paid me attention at the time. Honestly, that's what it was. And she was, I mean, other than the small child, she was pretty much fitting all that perfectly. She was a good looking girl and all that. But she had a child. But like I said, she was foreign. So foreign kind of made foreign exotic, speaking a different language, you know, being able to show me around her country, all that kind of made up for, you know, her having the small child. So, OK, well, maybe we can, you know, do a typical woman's thing of speed rush a family. So we end up deciding to get married. And it was like a real time constraint because I had to go to the UK to stay for a while because I was down to like 7 days left on my tourist visa in Czech Republic. So we had to, like, pretty much manage the whole wedding while I was in Scotland. So that way, as soon as I flew back, we got married. That way I could stay in Czech Republic legally. So that's what we did. And like most situations, once you get married, man, like, marriage, for some women that I've dealt with, it really just makes it worse. It really does, man. Like, marriage does not make anything better with a lot of women. Because with a lot, especially when they hit, like, when they're starting to get older like that, her whole, that age demographic of woman they're just damaged. And if they're not too snooty and stuck up to think that they always deserve something better, they're just trying to trap a man, to lure a man in, to speed rush her life, to speed rush her, you know, respectable life at this point. And then as soon as she gets that, all the submissive sex is going to go out the window. This is why men say never get married, just have girlfriends, because all that submissive sex she was giving you is gonna slowly fade or go out the window. Now, actually, I actually quit fucking her first, though. I will say that, because I just like I said, all the thing, pretty much everything that made you like her is going to go out the window once you get married, because now she figures she has you. So I'm not going to say every woman's like that. But I'd say especially women over 27 are generally going to be like that, because see, the weird part with women is, like, they know that most women know genuinely that they are not likable or lovable on any real sense. And the only reason why they're being desired is because they're wearing costume of woman. You see what I'm saying? So then after that, they all, like, you know, and the most difficult thing for women to do is to learn how to be nice. So now they got to pretend how to be nice with women, and then they'll pretty much just, you know, sit back and wait for a pick of men to, you know, to go from. But so, yeah, so like my ex-wife, man, see, we started having problems. Like I said, it was just simply that. It was after you get married, it just, the shit just goes, it goes down the drain. It's not where, like, it, a lot of women want to get married, but they don't want to be married, if that makes sense. Like, they want to get married. They don't want to be, like many women, like, also, many women want to have a baby. Now, I learned this from my ex-wife, when a woman says she wants to have a baby, that's exactly what she wants. She doesn't want a 4-year-old, okay? She doesn't want a 3-year-old that she has to teach how to actually do something. She doesn't want a 9-year-old. She doesn't want a 15-year-old. See, when a woman wants a baby, that's exactly what she wants. She wants a baby. You see what I'm saying? That, because once that baby's not a baby anymore, she really don't give a fuck about the little motherfucker anymore. Just give him what he wants so he can shut up and just go on about your business. That's a woman's usual mentality with kids. But anyway, so I don't even know what to really go in about my ex-wife, man. Like, I don't talk to her. I'm also that kind of guy, man. Like, once I'm done with a woman, to this day, I have never gone back and spoken to a woman. Never. I've never gone back and spoken to a woman who I've been with to this day. Once we're done and like it's clear, especially like to something like divorce, like once we're done, I don't exist to you, period. Like I don't go back to you. I don't look you up on the internet. I don't look you up on Facebook. I block you on everything. I'm done. I don't exist to you. It's over. That's me when it comes to when I'm done with girls. But yeah, man, my ex-wife, man, I tell you, and I have to say something good about her. Like she now, like I said, when I met her, she was 32 or 33. And I seen pictures of her when she was younger and like when she had married her first husband. Like she was like, and I'm not joking with you guys, she was better looking than Scarlett Johansson. Like when I seen her picture, because she my ex wife, she if I'm 5'7", she was about 5'4", maybe 5'5", about 5'4". But she had I love pale white women. So she was pale white with black hair and big tits. And she, and when I met her, she had gotten thicker. She wasn't by no means was she fat, but she was thick. Like she had thickness, like a squeezer type of thing. But she wasn't like you know, bold, like getting bigger or fatter or around, nothing like that. And but I shit you not, man, she looked better than Scarlett Johansson when she was like 20. I seen the pictures and the wedding pictures and all that. Like she was one of them bitches you would like she was like that stereotypical like super hot Czech girl that you would see. And in all honesty, I think that's what ultimately damaged her because, see, like women like that who were, those women are usually the most miserable because, see, they grew up hot and turning all the heads in the room. So when they hit 32 with a small child and gain a little bit of weight, like, okay, here in Czech Republic, like I said before, I said this in an older video. In Czech Republic, like, okay, in Europe, a 7 in Europe would be like a 10 in America, right? Even to like the baddest fucking Instagram thoughts you see that are American, like a 7 here would be on a level of a 10, like the baddest Instagram thought, whatever the fuck you want to look at, talk about. So like here, my ex-wife was she's about a 6.5, 7. Especially like when she dressed up right, pretty much dressed up how I told her to dress up. Oh, she was like, we couldn't go anywhere without turning heads because people thought we were just celebrities. Because I'm like one of the few black guys you're going to see who's not, you know, African and, you know, and dresses very well. And then she's walking around with these big ass titties and high heels and black yoga pants, like, you know what I'm saying, and long straight hair. People thought we were celebrities. But like I say here, like when she dressed up, she would go up to about a European 8, 8.5. So she would be like a 10 in America. In America, she would be a 10. But because like I was sending pictures back and everybody asked me, like, does she got a sister? Like you gonna bring her to America, blah, blah, blah. Like, and she didn't have any sisters. But yeah, man, like I really don't know what to say about it, because I just don't even really because I know exactly where she lives. I mean, she has the same house. I could always just, you know, go over there or call her or anything, email her. I know how to contact her in very numerous ways. I'm just not that kind of guy who goes back, who goes, especially with women, man. I'm not that kind of guy who goes backwards. I'm just not that kind of guy. So I'm trying to really think of intricate, of deeper situations. She wasn't very good in sex either. She was pretty much like a straight, you know, missionary for 10 minutes, and then she was good. She wasn't adventurous in bed. She really wasn't like Pam from The Office. Like she really wasn't good at anything, you know. And I learned this too. If as a man, if you're good at something and like it is known you're good at something, and if you're like, you know, known to be special, blah blah blah. Like first, it's like I was the foreigner guy. They had a piano in her house, so I played piano. I was learning shit. I was learning her language. So I was like the center of attention whenever we would all hang out. And she didn't know how to do anything. Like she was just not good at anything. So there was no reason. Like she would always kind of end up living under my shadow, whereas she was pretty much like a single, like an only child before. So she was used to being like the center of attention. So when I came along, she got put pretty much got pushed down, and it was like, well, what's Wendell doing? like it was pretty much that thing, like, we'll all get together if Wendell will be there, type of thing. And like, nobody really cared about her. So that kind of, I remember like when that finally hit the fan, because like, I remember when that hit the fan, we had to get together, and she was like purposely like super late because she wanted people to ask where she was and all this stuff. And nobody fucking cared. Like when shit started, like when the whole thing, when like when the relationship started to decline, like it became clear, like nobody really cared about her because she didn't really have, I mean, this is the reality of it. It's that Pam situation, like Pam from The Office, like other than loyalty, those type of women don't have anything to offer that makes them genuinely wanted. Especially after they've grown out of being 22 and hot, there's nothing that people want them for, you know, unless you, like I said, unless you're in my situation where, like, to me, she was exotic. To me, it was, you know, an adventure. But to any other chat guy, no, there's no real reason, you know, there's absolutely no reason to keep her around. And I've seen that. But yeah, man, I feel like this was like kind of a waste of a video because I really didn't say a lot about her other than like, you know, little things I learned from my experience. What? But now I will say this. If I had to choose between remarrying my ex-wife who was Czech or getting with virtually any American woman, I'd remarry my Czech ex-wife. I'll say that. And that's going back on my lifelong history of never going back to a woman. If I was given that ultimatum, like stand on my ex-wife right here and stand up pretty much any American woman right here, I'll go with the ex-wife every time. Every time. I can't deal with that American system anymore. That is just awful. Anyway, it's a 20-minute long video. I feel like I really didn't say much, but I don't know. That's it.